You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's the bright side. All the good things happening in your community and on Raven. Let's start with, it's called Nikki Zooks Will Eat It, Raven. It's a YouTube channel. Nikki Zooks Will Eat It. It's a YouTube channel that's run by a fourth grader. His name is Nick Zakianum from Bethel, Connecticut. His specialty? Reviewing and eating things that most kids won't eat, like cow heart. Liver.
Okay.
Rabbit.
Right. Stuff that sounds really scary, but probably isn't all that terrifying if you're faced with it.
Right.
Oh, tongue. The first time I saw tongue. I still see tongue.
He encourages kids to try different things. Forget about eating cow tongue. I'd be happy if my daughter ate a piece of meat. That's all I want. Anyway, he's taking his popular YouTube channel, and instead of eating different foods, now he's promoting local restaurants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. My name is Nikki Zooks, and today we're boosting the Putnam House. I've never had their steak sandwich. I heard that it's very juicy, and that's what you want in a steak sandwich. Steak, juicy. Keep supporting your local food places in Bethel as best you can.
This kid's smart.
He makes a good point.
All right.
Everybody probably got
himself a comped sandwich.
Sandwich.
Did a good job.
Steak sandwich sounds delicious right now.
Right now.
Like,
for
I
breakfast.
Heard that. I was like, yeah. I wonder how do I get
that
steak sandwich?
Pass the sandwich, kid.
That's nice. I like when kids are being innovative right now to get everybody involved.
Sure.
And second thing that's the bright side this morning, so many parades. Even as I was driving down the street over the weekend, you keep seeing all these decked out cars with the streamers. And the balloons and the signs. And we've been fortunate to be part of so many of them, and we want to keep doing them. So you could always reach out to us, and we'll do everything we can to make sure we're in the lineup. But we've seen children's birthdays, graduations, weddings. But how about a 100-year-old birthday parade? Millie Alberti in Wantagh got just that. This is her son, John.
Her 100th birthday drive-by party. A lot of people showed up. I think she was surprised. She didn't quite understand what was happening at first. But then I think as more cars kept driving by, she finally understood what was happening.
Right. What's that racket?
So loud.
Imagine on her first birthday, were there cars? Like, I have to go back. I got to do the math here. Not really, right?
If you're 100 years old, 100 were there cars 100 years ago?
Yeah, there might have been a car.
It's new?
I'm going to Google that.
Right, exactly.
But either way, happy birthday.
If you ever want to share your bright side, call us. 1-800-330-9999. Oh, no.
What?
This is not the way I wanted to start the week with bad news.
What happened? What's the problem?
It's Anna and Raven. Loud talking could leave coronavirus in the air for up to 14 minutes. You're so loud that if you have coronavirus, even though we are socially distanced more than 6 feet away from each other, I'm going to die because you're so loud.
Who's shouting right now? It sounds like you're shouting.
But you're the
Why
loud.
Why are you shouting
but
at
that's
me?
That's how you talk.
Oh.
Oh, so,
oh, now you're soft. Now all of a sudden you're going to be soft. You do a lot of yelling in the studio right here.
No.
We've been in this room for like over 2 months while this has been going on, and neither of us has gotten ill yet. I mean, for the longest time, you said that you beat it.
Well, I do believe that. I'm gonna as soon as they have the antibody test that anyone can take it and that they've kind of worked through the flaws, I'm going to get that antibody test.
Right.
But
then you want to prove it.
Well, then it's more for myself.
Yeah,
you
would come and you would get so convinced one day that you had it, then the next day you were like, no, I totally didn't have it. It was allergies.
Right.
Right.
But everybody has like that one friend or that one family member that's so loud. They're so loud. And here at the studio, Raven is so loud. We have soundproof doors here that I can hear him in the kitchen, and we're in a soundproof studio.
Why does a loud talker make more people sick?
Because the droplets of their speech live in the air longer because they're more robust.
Oh, no. I'm not a wet speaker, though. I'm not a wet yeller. No. Have you ever been in a room where you saw me spit on somebody? Because that happens when you're a wet talker.
No, but it's just with the projection. The research conducted by a team with the U.S. National Institute of Health and published in PNAS Wednesday.
I mean, that sounds official, but I ain't never heard of you.
Says that this could be another way that COVID-19 can be transmitted is through these loud talkers. Respiratory viruses like COVID-19 are transmitted either by direct contact, like we always talk about, you don't touch your face, you don't touch your hands, you have to wash your hands every 5 seconds,
right.
20 seconds. Yeah. When the virus, it hitches a ride on tiny droplets released into the air by the carrier. So that's why when you're coughing and you're sneezing, it's really important to cough or sneeze into your elbow. But speech can release thousands of oral fluid droplets into the air, too.
Again, so, I ain't no spitter.
What I need you to do is I need you to speak loudly into your elbow, like when you sneeze. Yeah.
I could still hit you if I wanted to.
See? Now you blocked
it. If I hawked the loogie right here, I could probably land it on you.
I'm sorry if you have loud talkers in your family. Keep them away from you, like 30 feet. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and a lot of us need some help right now going through all of this.
You ain't kidding.
Yep. It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Joe Shippa is a psychologist out of Briarcliff, New York. Dr. Joe, thank you for taking the time this morning. We had asked for questions that people needed answered, and one comes from Valerie. She says, I'm someone that worked in Manhattan, rode the trains and subways, loved the city, and had my world stopped from crippling postpartum depression. I was terrified to leave my house. I was in a vaccine battle with myself that is still ongoing. And after some therapy, I was able to make progress only to have this happen and validate every fear. Any advice? I think in general, she brings up a couple good things is dealing with fears. And also the fear of commuting back into Manhattan is really something that I've seen to be a big problem right now.
Yeah, definitely. For many people, I think the fears have been generalized. You know, first of all, what I would say is I'm sorry that, Valerie, you suffered from postpartum depression. It definitely can be a crippling experience. And sometimes that road to feeling okay again is long and fraught with anxiety about it returning, especially because it seems to come out of nowhere and it stops you in your tracks and it colors your worldview in ways that you never imagined. That said, I want to assure you that you are feeling what you're feeling is actually quite expected. When we suffer a trauma, physical or emotional, we naturally go into a protective mode. And that protective mode usually includes becoming fearful, and that fear can generalize to many aspects of our lives. So here are a few of my suggestions. One, you know, sometimes acquiring more fact-based knowledge, such as in the case of vaccines, can lead us to a reduction in our anxiety. So this would involve limiting your exposure to information that is conspiratorial in nature and consulting appropriately vetted scientific sources, written or otherwise. Secondly, I would identify professionals or friends or family that you trust to give you reliable, balanced, and helpful information, and that can provide that information in a calm and thoughtful way. Third, I think I would distract yourself from anxiety through engaging in positive, outcome-driven activities that make you feel better. A fourth suggestion would be, you know, to learn mindful meditation or contemplative practices or self-acupressure techniques to help you refocus your thoughts and reduce the intensity of your feelings when your thoughts become more obsessive or out of control. And finally, because you've been in therapy and you found it helpful, I would continue in therapy. And if your therapist thinks it's necessary, consider, you know, a medication consultation with a psychiatrist if that's appropriate for you. I don't know that you'll be able to really, you know, find out how you're going to feel about going back into Manhattan until you start to expose yourself to actually being on the train, you know, and going in and seeing what that feels like. But generally, once you start that exposure experience, your anxiety begins to lift.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself. It's like once you start going back out into the real world, you almost snap back to normal in a weird way.
Hmm.
Right. I think in Valerie's situation, because she had that postpartum experience, that sits very, very, you know, prominently in her situation.
Right. She can feel that right around the corner and doesn't want to get back to feeling that way. It puts her on edge. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. It's the worry about becoming what you were before. You know, once you've accomplished so much, then you worry that it's going to come back. And that's a pretty typical thing.
Dr. Joe Shippa is a psychologist out of Briarcliff. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Got a really interesting call this past Friday. We want you to listen, and then you're going to be the judge. It's Anna and Raven.
Ella, I need your advice here. I have a retail job. Just found out we're opening back up at the end of the month. You know, I got my schedule and I'm back on it, which, you know, normally would be fine. But I really don't feel comfortable going back to work yet. And honestly, I make more money staying at home between the stimulus and unemployment. Mm. I make more money that way. And I kind of rather do that for a while than go back and risk my health. And I feel like I'm being a jerk by saying that, but I really don't feel comfortable going.
Well, is it more that you don't feel safe returning to work under the current conditions with the virus? Or do you just make more money sitting at home? You might as well just be sitting at home.
So you're just going to take advantage for right now.
Well, I mean, that makes it easier to stay at home. I mean, if I didn't have a choice, of course I go back to work. But I just, with everything that's happening right now, I mean, every day they tell you, don't, you know, too early. No matter what they're saying, it's too early.
I mean, we can find one article that says one thing or the other thing every minute of every hour of every day. I mean, it sounds like it's the money. Like,
so
if you have a choice of not going to work and making more money while staying at home, then why not err on the side of caution?
But what happens? That's a good question, is what happens if your job is now available to you, but you choose not to go?
Right. Right, because, I mean, if you don't go, someone will go if they're opening. You realize that, right? And then you can't come back and cry about it after because you made an extra 60 or 70 bucks per week.
Right now, I mean, right now they haven't said, don't show up, you lose your job. I mean, it's nice they're even, you know, bringing us back. And
you
then there, I feel like I'm not being loyal there as well.
We were talking about this last week. We were talking about the term that they keep asking. You know, I work at a couple gyms, is they do quote unquote temperature checks on us. And temperature checks, I thought means that they're going to scan our forehead
as you were walking in the
right.
door. But instead,
I thought they were asking like, are you okay to temperature? I'm like, I don't care. But no, what they're doing is they're asking, are we comfortable to go back? So they didn't do a temperature check on the employees to see how they feel about returning. They just basically said, this is the day you guys need to be back on the schedule.
It kind of puts you in a little bit of a conundrum there.
Yeah.
But
so
you
what
have
do you
to make
do?
A choice, right?
I mean, I keep reading that you make more money staying home than going at work. But is he really uncomfortable or is he just
To me, here's the thing you got to keep in mind, too, is that you got to know that this will not last forever. Both the pandemic and the money that they're using to insulate this.
Right.
All right. So at some point, like, you're going to have to get off your butt. Now, do you want to be out there in the job pool looking for another job? If you're lucky enough to have a job that is still there to go to, I don't know, man.
But if you're truly not comfortable going back, maybe a month will make all the difference. We don't know.
If you're going to the store, how uncomfortable could you be at work?
That's tough. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What do you think about this?
They aren't really journalists, but they can give you some local news. Three things you need to know today with Anna and Raven.
It's Anna and Raven. Three things you need to know. Let's start off with, all eyes are on the states that have already reopened to see what's happening.
They're whether or not like they'll explode.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Now, Governor Cuomo did have this warning.
If people are smart, then yes, you will see some increase in the numbers, but you won't see a spike. We have an intelligent, and I believe the most intelligent system, but it is still reliant on what we do. So be smart and be diligent and don't underestimate this virus.
Yeah, this is a big week because 48 states have already had some capacity of reopening.
Wow.
Connecticut and Massachusetts are the last two. Because New York has like the upstate areas that have already reopened.
Wow.
So we've been watching. What happened? Well, it's actually pretty interesting. First of all eyes were on Florida and Georgia because
right.
they were the ones that reopened. Everyone's like, these morons.
Right, felt like
right.
these dummies.
Tattoo parlors
and they haven't fallen into the sea yet.
Nope, they're actually doing pretty well. They're maintaining steady. Everything is okay. That's not the same for Texas. On the other hand, they saw the biggest single-day spike of coronavirus cases on Saturday after reopening. But they're saying,
why do you think that is?
They're saying it's because they have more testing available now.
Right.
So that the more tests that come in, the more that they can be able to see.
The more that they see people that actually, you know, aren't displaying symptoms, actually have it or are caring or whatever. I guess that makes sense, too.
All I know is I went on Nordstrom's website last night, as I do most nights, and and there was a sign.
Strange.
It was right there. It said, like, some stores in Texas had reopened. And for a moment, I was like, I wonder.
Get on a plane.
Right. Just go there. And then I read that. I'm like, no, I'm good.
No, yeah. You'll skip it.
Right. Yep.
Go to Florida.
Second thing you need to know this morning, Mayor de Blasio wants you to narc on people that are not social distancing.
I saw that.
Yep. Here he is.
When you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distanced, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem. And now it's as simple as taking a photo. Text the photo to 311-692 and action will ensue.
I mean, that sounds a little bit like a detention center. Sounds a little bit like communism. I don't know.
Who's the social distancing police? Like, are you gonna? Yeah. Is that gonna be like? I understand.
And you're the authority now, right?
I see both sides.
Yeah.
And you know, the good part of me is like, no, you have to do your part. If you see somebody doing, they're not supposed to doing. But then it's like, hey, how about you just stay away and mind your business?
I went to Walmart. Everybody's going the wrong way in the aisle. Every single person.
But you can't yell at them.
No.
Like, it's not your job to yell at them.
It's not my job.
Yeah.
And I had to point out to people, like, it's not necessarily a law so much as it's about enforcement. And nobody wants to be that person.
Well, de Blasio disagrees. He wants you to take pictures of people.
Okay.
Especially at bars and restaurants and report them right away.
Right.
All right. And you're going to see this, the third thing, all over the news today as it's now gone viral. It first broke late last week. But Kevin Vesey is a reporter for News 12 Long Island. And he posted footage to his Twitter feed last week.
Yeah.
And it showed a group of people heckling him when he was trying to cover their protest, and it was live on the air. Here's what it sounded like.
Go home, you fake news. Go home.
You're destroying something in Long Island.
You are the enemy of the people.
You used to be a good channel at one time.
You allowed me.
I don't know what happened to you.
What happened to News 12?
Wow.
What happened?
He got beat up.
I mean, can you imagine? And then they all started chanting this.
Fake news is not essential.
But here's the thing, though. If you're going to do a chant, like, you really got to have it in sync, all right?
But
you
know, because the
first.
Good.
First, no, it was, you know.
It's not essential.
There's that other guy that's trailing off the first time. Like, he gets it the second time around, but it's no good the first.
This guy's like, I got 20 minutes till I get to go home and have a cocktail. Can you just let me cover this so I can go home?
Let me just get this coverage.
Like, please.
Can't beat Raven.
Anna and Raven, who's this?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Elizabeth.
Okay. So Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door closes, he's not going to be able to hear us because it's soundproof. There we go. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Give them to me as fast as you can. And then I bring him back in and I ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right is our big winner. But if you tie him, you have to remember that still goes to him. Ready to play?
Okay.
You beat him, we'll give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. It's a lot of coffee and a lot of donuts. All right, number one, Elle Fanning dressed up as Brad Pitt for a viral challenge. She plays Sleeping Beauty in Maleficent. What is Sleeping Beauty's actual name?
Aurora.
Number two, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's 1-year-old daughter failed adorably during the fruit snack challenge. What cheerleading movie did Gabrielle Union star in opposite Kirsten Dunst?
Bring It On.
And number three, during the American Idol finale last night, contestants joined this judge who was on the original We Are the World for a reboot of the song. What judge was that?
Simon Cowell. I don't know.
Number four, Graduate Together happened Saturday night on most networks and social media platforms. It starred many famous figures, including President Barack Obama and this basketball player.
LeBron James.
And number five, Bruce Willis's daughter, Rumor, posted a pic on Instagram showing that he still fits into his Save the Earth outfit from Armageddon. Who played Bruce Willis's daughter in Armageddon?
Dakota Fanning. I have no idea.
That's a random guess, but I'm into it. Here we go.
No.
Okay, so let's see. Bring Raven back in. Elizabeth got 3 out of 5.
That 3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Elle Fanning dressed up as Brad Pitt for a viral challenge. She plays Sleeping Beauty in Maleficent. What is Sleeping Beauty's actual name?
Oh, you've asked me this one before.
And you've gotten it wrong before.
Aurora.
Aurora is correct.
Aurora.
How did you remember
Aurora.
That? It's such a hard name
you know
to remember.
You know why I remember? Because we played versus a friend, and you asked me that question also that time. We played that. You've asked me like 3 times. Mm. And he was so smart alecky about it when he answered it. And I was like, who knows that as a man?
All right, number two. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's 1-year-old daughter failed adorably during the fruit snack challenge. What cheerleading movie did Gabrielle Union star in opposite Kirsten Dunst?
It's got to be Bring It On.
That's right. Number three, during the American Idol finale last night, contestants joined this judge who was on the original We Are the World for a reboot of the song. What judge was that?
Lionel.
That's true. Number four, Graduate Together happened Saturday night on most networks and social media platforms, and it starred many famous figures, including President Barack Obama and this basketball player.
LeBron James, he did the opening part.
Yeah, he did the end. He introduced Barack Obama. Elizabeth, he's already beat you, but let's go to number five. Bruce Willis's daughter, Rumor, posted a picture on Instagram showing that he still fits in his Save the Earth outfit from Armageddon. Who played Bruce Willis's daughter in Armageddon?
Liv Tyler, of course.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. He beat you 5-3.
I'm Elizabeth from Newtown, and I definitely can't beat Raven.
Well, here's the good news. You do get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on the line, okay?
What?
Yeah. Big day. Hold on. make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Better luck next time.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you judge who's right. Nick and Karina. Karina, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our friends from college, their lease is up next month, and I want them to move in for the summer with us. We have a pool, and I think it's going to be like college all over again.
Wait a minute. What? Do you guys have kids? Does everybody, it's just you guys or what?
No, we don't have kids, and they don't either. It's just going to be fun, and after quarantine, we deserve to have fun, especially with our friends, you know, because our plans have been canceled for like forever.
Wait, would they want to move in? Like, have you talked to your friends about this?
No, I just talked to my husband.
Oh, so you want to offer it?
Yes.
Nick, what's the problem with this? This actually sounds like amazing, to be honest.
You think so?
Yeah.
Another couple living in your space?
Like your friends from college where you could party again and like hang out in summer by the pool?
I mean, doesn't that get old at some point?
I don't know. What do you think, Nick? Exactly. I think it sounds fantastic.
No. It'll be fun for like a week, maybe two weeks. But then the reality of there are actually people living in our space that we have, you know, made sure to make our own. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, everything from dishes to decorating and decoration, you know, like I don't want to deal with whole new people actually living in our house.
Yeah, nobody wants to look at his journey poster, all right? Nobody wants to deal with her dirty things in the bathroom. Come on.
If I could go back to being without kids and have a couple months, like back like in my sorority days,
when
my
you were
sorority
raging.
Sisters yeah. come party with me and be able to have that again just for a short period of time.
I mean, but you can't turn back the clock. I mean, you're a different person now.
How
again,
old are you
fun
guys?
For a few
Wait
days.
Wait a minute, but let's see. How old are you guys, if you don't mind me asking?
We're like in our early 30s. I just feel like it'll be a chance to save some money, too, on the mortgage with our friends' contributions. And it'll just be a good time after quarantine, like, to let your hair down and have fun. Come on, honey.
Just offer. I don't see
I had a similar process when I was, like, 32, where it went back to being college, too. It was called divorce, and it was expensive, and my body still feels the effects.
But your friends didn't move in and party with you by the pool for 2 months
no,
in the summer.
Oh, no, they just never left. All right, well, I mean, having them move in would imply there was extra bedrooms.
Well, that's a good question. Is
you
there
have
room?
The space.
Do you have the space for them?
We have the space, but
Nick, are they good friends of yours too?
They're good friends. They're friends that we've known for a while.
Quarantine changes people.
Living, sharing a space.
But what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Karina. Lighten up, Nick. It'll be fun. Just put the invitation out there. They might say no anyway. What's the big deal? But they may see your side too. Having another two people live in your home for 3 months or so, probably not the best idea. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure, I'm open.
Yeah.
And you have a pool.
It just sounds like a reality show to me.
Sounds fun.
That's why you love it.
I do.
Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Karina has the best idea ever. Her friends, that they're actually another couple, like that are really good friends of her and her husband, Nick, they are just about finished with their lease and they're starting to figure out where they're going to go. But with everything that's happening, it's kind of hard to find a place to commit to another lease. She says, I got an idea. Let's invite them to come live with us for the summer. We've got a pool. It'll be like college all over again. Just a few months while they figure out where they want to go and we'll party.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds really good for a couple sunny afternoons, a couple nice bright days. And then after that, it's the reality of that you've got two people living in your space. And you can't just order them around and tell them what to do, even though they're guests in your house, because they're your friends. Friends usually take more advantage. Yeah, it happens.
What an opportunity that is.
I mean, for an MTV reality show, but not for real life.
They don't have kids. They're still young.
Yeah, you should move in with them.
I mean, I'm kind of into it.
Right.
I mean, it's like everything I want, to be honest. We checked our text line, 1-800-330-9999. One text says, 1 week, great. A summer, no way.
Right.
Is this illusion of reliving your college days worth losing your friends when all of blank hits the fan?
Right.
Nah.
Right. Or your marriage.
Another text says, I'm with the husband. 3 months is a lot of days. It's going to be too much. I like my privacy. I don't know. I'm here for this. I think it's a fun idea.
I think you're crazy.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Calls and verdict coming up next with Anna and Raven. Finally, somebody that sees my side on this. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Karina has a great idea. A friend of theirs, it's another couple. They've known them for a long time. They are about to finish up their lease. Well, this is really not the best time to find another lease, another rental. And they said, I got an idea. Let's invite them to come live with us for the summer. We've got a pool. It'll be like we're in college again. 3 months of our friends hanging out all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if now is not the time. I mean, apartments are out there. You can find one. And if you have a job, you can get one. And if you got some money, then you're all set.
But you could have the opportunity. Like, you've been staying by yourself this whole time. Now imagine that you finally get the chance to just party with your friends for 3 months and hang out by the pool and finish up work and have a glass of rosé and in the summertime.
It sounds
perfect.
No, that sounds like something that would be best reserved for people in a college dorm, not people in their 30s.
Well, that's what Nick says, her husband. He thinks this is a ridiculous idea that she would even bring it up. Plus, she brings up the point that it could save them some money, too, if they chip in with the mortgage.
They don't even have a discussed end date at this point. They're like, a few months. Well, that turns into 6 months. That turns into 9 months. It turns into a year. Give me a date on the calendar when I know you're gone, and don't make it more than 10 days away.
Well, on the text line, I'm on her side. I've done it for my friends a few times. Not a big deal, and it was truly enjoyable. The couple times, and it hasn't been that long that I've had friends stay with me, I've always loved it. I always think it's fun because you know that it's
only
temporary.
How did Paul feel about it? How did your husband feel about it?
Paul's cool. Like, he doesn't care. My husband doesn't care about stuff like that.
It was a couple. Two people?
No, it's just a girlfriend each time.
One friend is different than a couple,
too. They don't have kids. Who cares? Like,
no, but
you got to
deal with their bickering, their problems. All that stuff all comes into a play.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm definitely on his side, man. I got to say, that sounds terrible. I'm in my early 40s with two teenage sons, and yeah, sure, the idea of not having kids around is great, and no kids is cool, but you can't have 200 kids in your face around the clock. That's just not real.
The only way it'll work is if they're staying in a tent in the backyard, and even then, after like after a week... Right, even in then, after like a week to 10 days, I'm going to be that old man and be like, get off my grass!
Yeah, 2 weeks in, him or her will leave a plane in the wrong spot, and then you'll start to bicker, and you can't tell them. It just will open up a whole different bunch of problems that you don't need.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I am definitely on the husband's side. First of all, did I hear right, and the wife said she's looking for these people to contribute to her mortgage?
Yes.
If someone invited me to stay for the summer, I wouldn't expect them to be paying my mortgage, all or part of it. And 3 months, way too long. 2 weeks, tough.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Nick, our audience agreed with you. Karina, as fun as it sounds, and I was with you, they said that if it's going to put stress on him and you think it's going to put stress on your relationship, it's just not worth it.
All right. I mean, I guess we could just have fun together.
Wow, what a ringing endorsement. I mean, you guys have the guest room. You know, listen, hopefully things are going to lighten up with these, you know, restrictions and so forth. But if you felt comfortable enough to offer them to have them move in for the summer, chances are you could put them up in the guest room for a couple weekends and get your fun off that way. Or, you know, depending on when you're scheduled, the weekend kind of can start on a Tuesday at this point. It doesn't matter. So, you know, you can have sleepovers, but for them to have a home base they can go home to, always a good idea.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Glad
that
weekend.
Yeah.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com. I've been so excited, Raven. We've been getting a lot of emails for Anna and Raven's valedictorians.
Right.
And it's so exciting to talk to all these graduating seniors and to see what their plans are for the future.
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty right now out there in the world, but I think it creates opportunity for them after this, too. It's a bummer, obviously, that they're not getting to do some of the things that they normally get to do, but there will be great opportunity. I believe it.
Yep. So we are looking for all the class valedictorians. If your town school's valedictorian has not been recognized yet, we want to hear from them. We're going to give them our microphones. Mm-hmm. We're going to interview them. We're going to let them give their speech on the air.
Seems like the least that we can do, obviously.
Yep. You can head to annaandraven.com to let us know who that valedictorian is. But I started thinking over the weekend of the advice you want to give to the graduating seniors. And I really had to think about it. And you would think at this point in our lives, there would be so many pearls of wisdom that we would share.
Something profound.
Yeah.
Something prophetic that you would be able to pass to them and that they would really garner something from.
Right.
What did you come up with so far? If that's not the level that you've reached,
all right,
please tell me what it is that you've got.
Top three things that graduating seniors should know.
You made them a top three.
Yep.
Okay.
One.
All right.
Don't email the way you text. More specifically, never use the word yeah. I hate the word yeah.
Why are you mad at the word
I
yeah?
I hate yeah.
Yeah.
When people email me and they write yeah.
Yeah.
I shiver.
And how do you spell it? Y.
Y-E-A-H.
Okay.
That's how you spell it.
Uh-huh.
But you should never spell it because you should never use it.
Yeah.
Because you're a grown-up.
Okay.
And the word is yes.
Okay.
If you're talking to, like, your brother
right.
or your best
your bro.
Friend. You're like, yeah, all right.
Your homie
yeah,
slice.
Right. That's one thing. But never email anybody of any importance and use the word yeah.
Okay. Number two.
When you go out to lunch with potential coworkers or your coworkers or even your boss,
right.
never order first.
Oh, okay.
Or have a couple backup plans. Like if they order a salad, you need to always order something that costs less than they do.
Okay.
And you should probably never order an alcoholic beverage. And if they do, you also order one, but you never actually drink it. You just take little sips of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, and number three.
Don't smell like smoke anytime you meet anyone for the first time.
That's a good interview person,
anyone of importance,
right.
don't smell like smoke. Better yet, don't smoke. Like, I know that sounds like a old school thing
all
to
right,
say,
Mom,
but it smells and it's gross, and people will remember you
before
as
you
the
work,
person that smells like
before
smoke.
You walk in for their first meeting. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, you should
and
never
be there
smell
15
smoke.
Minutes early because that's a big one for me.
That's your thing. Be on
oh,
time.
Oh, I gotta have that. Yep. I gotta have the. You know what? I'll go to three. I can do three.
Yep.
All right. Number one, never, ever take a promotion without a raise because that's not a promotion.
That's just more work.
It's just them giving you more work.
It's true.
Just because they put some sort of assistant something in the title in front of it doesn't mean that you actually got a promotion.
That's true.
Always, always change your oil every 3,000 miles, Anna.
What does that have to do with
when
anything?
When you're young, you might have to live in that car for a minute.
My
okay?
car is 5,000 miles.
Oh, well, that's synthetic, all right? That's different, okay? Mm. But we won't get into the disparities between synthetic and regular oil. All I'm saying is change your oil regularly.
Okay.
All right. Do that one.
I don't know how beneficial that one is, but okay.
No, it's a good one.
What's the last
one? And the last one is in your 20s, when you are sending emails to people on your staff, your boss.
Don't you use yeah.
Or whatever. Oh. Well, yeah would be a good one. But type it out.
Right.
Then walk away from it for about a half hour. Read it again.
If you're angry.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Give it as much time as you need
not
if you're
like,
angry.
Not if
you might
replying.
Even have to go to sleep and wake up the next morning and read it for a third time
right.
before you press send.
That's
that would
a
be
good
a
advice. All good advice.
Yeah.
All right. We actually want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What's the advice you have to the graduating class of 2020?
We
That's
are looking
coming up
for the valedictorians of
class of 2020. So we want to air your speeches on the show. We figure there's really no better way that we can honor you than give you our microphones.
Yeah, we can't come over and do your prom or something like that. So we're just going to give you the platform to say what it is that you need to say to the world.
Right. You can head to annaandraven.com and let us know if you're your class valedictorian or if you're a school administrator, if you could help us out with them and identify them. That would be very helpful. But we asked, what's the best advice you have for the class of 2020? And over the weekend, President Barack Obama was part of a virtual ceremony that was on a ton of different channels and social media platforms. And here was his advice.
First, don't be afraid. America's gone through tough times before. And each time, we came out stronger. Second, do what you think is right. You won't get it right every time. You'll make mistakes, like we all do. But if you listen to the truth that's inside yourself, people will notice, they'll gravitate towards you, and you'll be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And finally, build a community. No one does big things by themselves.
That sounds all great, but my advice was like, don't use the word yeah ever.
Right.
Yeah, don't,
you don't
use
like
yeah.
the word yeah.
I hate the word yeah.
Change
like,
your oil regularly.
That's
what
Raven's
I say.
Advice.
That's
yeah.
one of them.
What advice do you have? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
When in doubt, just say yes. There's been too many opportunities where I've turned them down that I thought wouldn't further my career or thought I wouldn't make any money. But when you look back on them, you realize you have nothing to lose. And it was wrong not just trying, even if I failed.
What did you not take advantage of that you regret?
Buying Facebook stock before it launched.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody else in that same boat.
Yep, definitely. All right, thank you so much for the call. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What kind of advice would you give to the graduating class of 2020?
I think it's smart you should work through college, like to have a job through college, because it's so easy to like get into debt. And keeping a part-time job while you're at school is actually, it keeps you grounded, I feel like. It just keeps you more responsible. And a good bonus is it gives you beer money, too. So, right. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it gives you kind of some balance.
Where did you go to college?
I went to school at NYU.
Okay. And where did you work?
Don't judge me. So I worked at Hooters in Manhattan. It was great money. Listen, those Wall Street guys have money to blow. I just never told my parents in Arkansas. But, hey, I don't regret it. I think right. It was totally fine.
Yeah. You know what? Arkansas don't need to know.
What they don't know is not right. going to hurt
what
them.
What happened at NYU?
Exactly.
With the tan-colored leggings?
And
right.
white slouch socks?
It's none of Arkansas's business.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like you treat every day as the beginning of your adventure, not the middle.
Oh, look at you getting all profound. You were so proud of yourself. Did you look that smug look on your face?
Look at that.
Look at you. You're so
just
proud of yourself.
Just came to me this morning when I was driving in.
Oh, gosh. All right. We want to recognize all the valedictorians, class of 2020. Head to annaandraven.com so we can get you on the air with us.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. It's really easy. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're too lazy to get up and change your toddler's diaper, but the second you hear this sound, you sprain your ankle sprinting like an Olympic racer down the street. That's all I need to know about you.
As the ice cream man, I take it?
Right. Yep, as the ice cream man.
Is the ice cream man back in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
My wife has been looking for him,
oh, yeah.
And every time she brings it up, we have a COVID debate.
Oh, no.
You're ready for it.
I'm ready for the ice cream guy.
Right, I get it.
Friday
get it.
Night, I was so tired. I'm like, it was a long week at work, and I'm looking at my
what a nice
toddler.
Day it was, though.
It was beautiful.
Oh, man.
And she's 18 months old, and, like, her diaper is drooping, and I'm like, oh, I got to go all the way upstairs.
Baby
I got to bring her
in. Baby skin absorbs that stuff. Come on, man.
No, it's not. You got to change the diaper. And I'm laying outside on the patio, and I'm like, I don't want to get up and change your diaper. I hear this. Ah!
Right. Where's my money?
Paul, get my wallet! I took off.
Does your ice cream guy take Venmo, by the way? Because I need...
I always have cash in
Venmo.
Mine
is like 60 or 70 years old, and I need him to start taking Venmo.
No, I don't know.
If you don't have enough, it's a problem because one person is going to be left out.
You don't have $5 in your house?
No, $5 gets you like one now.
How many ice cream are you buying?
Oh, you got to get like three. I mean, when you see the guy, you got to get one for right then, and then you got to get one for later. That's the way I look at it.
And then my daughter, my older daughter, Hayden, who's 11,
yeah.
You think she would run with me?
I mean, she's got
like,
young
get
legs.
Mommy, get him! Right. Mommy, get him! Right. You want to know what? I didn't get him. I couldn't.
Oh.
No. And I had on my platform sneakers on, and
yeah.
I rolled on my ankle.
Oh.
Now I'm hobbling down the street on one foot. Hey! I'm waving my arm.
Couple,
I'm like, slow down.
Couple Prosecco's in on a Friday.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Totally that mom.
If you're the ice cream man,
yeah.
Wouldn't you slow down so I could get you?
Maybe he's got somebody behind him, man.
There's nobody there.
So I'm lucky. I've got a cul-de-sac. So
get him on the way back.
That's right. And I'm two-thirds down the street. So he's still got a good third to go before he gets to the cul-de-sac and turns around. So, yeah, normally I get enough time to make it from the back pool bar area to the front street to get him.
Raven, I didn't even think what would happen with the social distancing if I caught him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hold on.
You gotta step back 12 feet and just breathe and just shout your order.
Throw me that chip wish.
Right.
Just throw it to me.
That's what I'm saying. Venmo would come in handy. I'm just saying, be prepared. I'm a silver linings guy myself here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're thinking to yourself that the one great thing about the pandemic is that you won't have to attempt to grill for 60 people this weekend and not catch the barbecue on fire.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You asked me earlier, like, what's the plan for this weekend? And I was
right.
like, what's this weekend?
You had nothing triggered in your mind.
No.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's sad.
It is sad. I've got an acre, and I think that we're going to have 10 people pack their own picnics and that's it. And they all have to stay in their own area. Like, they pack like you're going to the beach or camping. Bring your own drinks, bring your own food, bring whatever. Just because I miss looking at people. You know what I noticed when I went to the store this weekend? Yeah. I miss talking to strangers. Yeah. Not even, like, I miss my friends and family, of course, just like everybody else. I miss straight, I was just talking to anybody from 10 feet away.
Oh, my gosh.
My wife said to
guy.
Me, she's like, I don't even think that guy was talking to you.
Right, no one's talking to you.
There was a guy
no one.
In a AAA vehicle, you know, like one of those ones that they change your tire or whatever,
yeah.
rolling through the Walmart parking lot. He pulls up behind us as we're getting out of the car, and he goes, I've been looking for this Mazda for 45 minutes. I can't find it. He looks so desperate, and I was like, I checked the three rows around us for him.
He just wanted
and then
help.
My wife goes, I think he was on speakerphone. I don't think he was talking to you.
You think this guy just asking you
God.
For help? It's the best. God. I think the best part about the mask is that we don't have to talk to anybody anymore.
I'm just
no?
telling you.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. You can always join in. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.